former employee, Greg Fritz, retired a couple of years ago after working at the lab since 1976. Initially, he was trained on the job, then worked mostly in virology. That included testing animal tissue for strains of bird flu, foot and mouth disease, and other viral outbreaks.
The employees felt that they were being, you know, very helpful, and it was always exciting to learn so much more than, you know, it just being a job. You know, you were continually learning and expanding your knowledge and expertise in those areas.
Galesburg's animal disease lab had low turnover because employees were professionals and they were well paid. Fritz is very disappointed the community is losing those jobs along with the lab, which was an excellent resource for farmers, pet owners, veterinarians, and others.
Colleges from around the area and some of the high schools would come to visit the lab, you know, to see what we did. It was convenient for the farmers in the area to bring their animals for testing. I just think it's a real shame that it had to close.
5 years ago, the state ag department closed the animal disease lab in Centralia, and all testing in the state was transferred to the Galesburg lab. After that, it conducted 450,000 tests every year. That is until last month, when it had to stop accepting samples for testing. The work is now being transferred to a lab in Indianapolis. The veterinary diagnostic lab in Urbana will take over after it's accredited. The lab in Galesburg will close for good at the end of this month. Fritz says a number of current and past employees are planning to get together to catch up and talk shop one last time. I'm Michelle O'Neill.